This month in sports, the formerly hibernating Tigers of Detroit are in the World Series. Some NFL rookies are raising the game, and the NCAA is waiting for cooler heads to prevail in Florida. NPR's Tony Cox spoke with New York Times sports columnist William C. Roden about the latest in sports. One notable, even notorious incident was the on-field brawl between the University of Miami and Florida International University's football teams.
Let me tell you what bothers me about this whole incident. You know, the same weekend, there was a huge, huge fight between Dartmouth and Holy Cross, Tony. The game was over. These guys were getting ready to shake hands. And all of a sudden, they start hauling off, and guys are being thrown to the ground and being kicked. And now they're even talking about bringing the police in. They're going to be arrested. But guess what? Nobody heard a word about this.
Was it as bad, though, as what we saw on television?
It was pretty bad. I mean, they're bringing the police in. And I think that had we seen it, and the only reason you asked the question is, was it as bad? Because nobody saw it. And I think that I'm not dismissing any of it. I think that when I saw that brawl, you know, I mean, I was appalled. These young people have no idea of just how it looks and that kind of stuff. But the problem I've got is that people will automatically jump to that and talk about, you know, kind of throwing, some will kind of throw in, you know, thugs and, you know, out of control and athletics out of control and all that. There were suspensions, as there should have been.
31 for both teams altogether, I think.
And there should have been. But I'm saying here in the Ivy Leagues, you know, Dartmouth and Holy Cross, not Ivy League school, but, you know, a brawl that was just as nasty. And it was a gangbang kind of brawl. But you don't hear anything about it because it doesn't conform to the stereotype of kind of out of control, parentheses, black athletes. So I don't condone either of it, but I'm just saying in terms of how we cover stuff.
Right.
Let's cover the whole spectrum.
All right, let's move on because we'll have to see how they do this coming weekend. Detroit Tigers World Series. That's not.
I know. Much needed.
Unbelievable.
It should be at it. Yeah, much needed. But really, man, Detroit's just got a heck of a team. They've got a young, spirited team. Great pitching. And if there's a city that ever needed a shot in the arm, it's Detroit.
Well, we'll find out how well they're going to do. You know, talking about baseball, there were some incidents in baseball in the broadcast booth this week. I'm thinking now about Steve Lyons, the Fox baseball commentator who was fired for making what were described as racially insensitive remarks with Lou Piniella in the booth. There's been a big uproar about that because a lot of people are saying that it wasn't that bad and he shouldn't have been fired. What do you say?
You know, what he was saying, you know, Piniella said something in Spanish, and Lyons, who was a former major leaguer, you know, said something like, oh, there's Lou hablan Espanol. And he started talking about, if he would have stopped there, it would have been okay. But then he started talking about my wallet, I'm missing my wallet, and you know, I can't sit next to Lou now. It feeds into the whole stereotype. And here you've got a league, Tony, that's increasingly dominated by Latin players. So there's no room for that kind of nonsense in the broadcast booth or in the print media.
Well, I should let you know that here in Los Angeles, where Steve Lyons also worked for the Dodgers, there's been a great deal of support on the air for him all week, people saying that what he said just didn't really go to the line or cross the line, as a matter of fact. But at the same time, in the papers this week, it also came out that Fox had warned Steve before to be careful about what you said. I'll just say this about it. One of the people who talked about Steve on the air here in town made an interesting point that would be okay if you were in the locker room, but now that you're in the broadcast booth, it's just a different standard, and you really have to be careful.
And you got to ask, Tony, who are the people who are saying that this is okay?
One more thing before we let you get away from here. Two more things, actually. One is the BCS poll out this week. I know you don't like the BCS poll.
No, brother.
But
that's not the...
do you at least agree with the standings? Ohio at number one, USC number two.
Well, yes. Yeah, I mean, listen, except I think that USC should be number one.
Really?
I mean, listen, man. What?
Over Ohio State?
Yeah, but see, Tony, this immediately is why I hate this. You know, if this is the NFL, they're going to play eventually. They're going to play. We got to make it up, you know. But you're seeing what they lost. You saw Matt Leinart. You saw Reggie Bush. They lose these people, and they're still destroying people. They're number one. They're the number one team in the country. Man. Period.
Well, when you go to the Midwest, just make sure you don't go to the state of Ohio because people will be looking for you.
I'm going to wear my Tony Cox
shirt.
I like USC.
Speaking of some former USC guys, Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, they're doing pretty well, as is Vince Young. They did pretty well last weekend.
I think that we're going to hear 10 years from now, I think we're going to look at this class, these three guys. I really think each one of them, maybe less Leinart. I think Leinart is going to really have an excellent career. Vince Young, I think, could really be the kind of Michael Jordan person, a quarterback we've been looking at. And Reggie Bush, man, if you would ask me did I think he was going to turn it out, I said, well, I don't know, Heisman Trophy winner, but this guy, he's just got the whole package, and it just seems like it's such a good fit for him being in New Orleans at this, you know, at this time. 10 years from now, I think that we're really going to be talking about three guys who really made a major, major impact on the league.
You know, one more thing before you go. Speaking of Leinart, as a matter of fact, in his Monday night game against the Chicago Bears. Now, you know, the coach of the Cardinals, Denny Green, says, look, the Bears are not all that, and we showed it even though they lost.
Denny, you lost. The Bears are all that. If the Bears were the Cardinals, then they would have lost the game. You know, so, I mean, you know, it would be different if you won and say they're not all that.
Well, wait, now, I know you're from Illinois, but was that a phenomenal?
Not on Illinois, from Chicago.
Oh, from Chicago, excuse me. Was that a phenomenal comeback or was it a phenomenal collapse? Which one?
No. I'm from Chicago. That was a phenomenal comeback. We took it.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure to have you on. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Always a pleasure, Tony. Take care. Go Bears.
That was NPR's Tony Cox with New York Times sports columnist William C. Roden.